with the third pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Drake May, quarterback, North Carolina.
I think that's obviously the goal, for myself and any rookie quarterback coming into the NFL. But also, I think it's great opportunity for getting there and learn from Jacoby, learn from the older guys, the other vets around there, and just put my best foot forward. I think, for me, just want to earn the respect of the guys and get to know them first. But obviously, all the stuff on the field will come after that. So looking forward to help the Patriots anyway. Obviously, it's the goal.
The Afternoon Show with Christian Arcand and Andy Hart starts now on WEEI.
Oh, man. Everything just seems a little nice. This room seems a little smaller. You seem a little nicer, Andy. That's not true. No, you don't.
I'm taller.
Andy's right? A little taller. I lost my my double chin's fading away. Everything's just going great. As Drake May, now according to Rap Sheet, according to everybody, but Rap Sheet had it first. Patriots planning to start rookie QB against the Houston Texans, who, as we just pointed out, have the number 3 defense in the NFL, according to DVOA, which I don't know what that even stands for. And I was thinking about it during the break, and it's like, you don't want to start him against a really, really tough defense, except you don't know what he's going to look like. I have no idea what he's going to look like. I have a semblance of a thought. Like, we saw him in the preseason. We saw him against third and fourth stringers. So we know what he looks like throwing a pass. I have no idea what he's going to look like against starters, against a good defense in the NFL at this point in the season. But part of me thinks that if he goes out and he struggles against the Texans, it's not that bad. If he went out and he really struggled against the Jaguars or, some bottom-of-the-barrel team, bottom-of-the-barrel defense, you'd look at that and you'd be concerned. But if he goes out and he has a hard time against a team that just completely shut down Josh Allen this past week, then that's not so bad. I'm thinking about it in terms of, like, leash for the kid and how much leash he's going to get and how this is going to look. And even if the team's not winning games, we talked about this. Would you rather they win games with May or continue to lose and get the first overall pick or pick outside the top 10? If it's something in between that, I guess what's the best case scenario here?
I think May plays. May gives you hope, gives you flashes of consistent quality play at the quarterback position, and you still have a top 5 pick. I'm as excited as you can be about watching him play because I think it adds entertainment value and hope for the future, and it starts a process. Like Ross Tucker told us in the first hour, just start the process sooner rather than later. He's going to have lumps. Now, I don't believe you. I don't believe on Monday if Drake May goes out against the Texans and, completes 47% of his passes and throws 3 interceptions with no touchdowns, you're going to say, wow, the Texans are pretty good, and I'm happy to see him out there. You're going to be bitching about, what if our guy sucks? What if they were right? What if Orlovsky was right? He needs 2 years to rest. What if he's not ready?
I'll never say what if Orlovsky was right about the 2 years thing. I'll never say that.
Now, I don't think that's going to happen. There's going to be lumps. I'm hoping it's not wheels fall off kind of lumps. Now, you say you don't know what he is. I don't know what he is. I haven't seen him since August. The Patriots have seen him for a month. They don't know what he is, but they have a better feeling of what he's doing. And I think, and I'm being a homer suck up here, I'm being you like Swayman. Mm-hmm. The way you treated Swayman, I'm going to treat this situation.
Okay.
The natural energy yesterday on Jones and Keefe of Hunter Henry saying, oh, he's going to be a great player, like immediately. The discussions from Mike Pellegrino and Drew Wilkins and all these guys on the defensive coaching staff about how good he looks. I'm going to take that at surface face value and say they've actually seen things on the practice field that want them. I want to pretend that it's like I heard those same things out of Kansas City when Mahomes was making plays during his rookie year on the practice field in the background. Alex Smith was playing. I'm going to pretend, because I'm sick of the negativity on the text line, quite honestly. Nothing to do with us. Going to be a bust pick no matter what. He's not a Ferrari. He's like a Ford. He's like all these things, like shots at people, car companies. You have no idea. He's talented. You know what I think he would have been?
I didn't have high hopes for him coming into the draft, but I hope he's good.
I hope he's good. I think he's good, and everybody else thinks he's good, too. He was going to be a top 3 pick somewhere, somehow, some way.
Right.
Whether it was to the Patriots or the Giants or to somebody else. And guess what? Had he stayed in school and come out this year, you know what he'd be? A top 5 pick.
Probably.
Absolutely. No, I don't even think it's probable.
Unless he had a really bad year.
Right. Maybe, I guess, he could have derailed it and had, off-field issues or something. The guy is a franchise caliber draft pick. We can't say he's a franchise QB because he ain't done nothing.
Right.
But he's a franchise caliber draft pick, and you're going to see that Sunday. You wanted to see that. No disrespect to Jacoby Brissett. I am with Mayo. I respect Brissett for what he did. The hits he took, the questions he had to answer from idiots like us.
Mm-hmm.
He played his role. He earned his money. But it wasn't entertaining. It wasn't fun. And it wasn't going anywhere.
It wasn't functional.
And it wasn't even going anywhere.
Yeah.
Even if it was dysfunctional and I was like, well, we're taking our lumps, but this will pay off in 2 years. No, it was going nowhere. It was like a relationship that needed to end. It was going nowhere. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Out of this relationship, 100%. Now you have a relationship that might go somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, enjoy that. Why do we need the negativity? Up and down the text line, the Twitch chat, and all these people.
I think that's consistency. I think these are people who didn't want May to go in, and they're being consistent. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I
appreciate consistency, even if it goes against what I'm talking about. I'd be more annoyed if all these people who've been saying all year long, no, don't play him, he's not ready, he's going to get killed. How could you do that, having the Patriots back here and not playing him for 5 weeks, if they suddenly say, oh, yeah, this is great, oh, wow, here he comes. Isn't this great? What a great day for the Patriots. That's weaselly. I don't like that. I like consistency.
Okay, I'll take consistency then. I just, very simple, 6-3-0, he's going to suck. How do you know? I saw him in mop-up duty. He made a throw initially.
He did
that
make
was
a throw.
Like, well, no, but he made one that was into like double coverage, should have been a pick six, and it was like, oh boy, this guy might really
his
suck.
His very first throw, yes.
Then
right,
he had that other throw to, I think, Pop Douglas for the first down. Then he had like the sack that was like the rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get all of those things. We're going to ride a roller coaster with him.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's going to get emotional.
But isn't it going to be, don't people like roller coasters because they have ups and downs?
Sure.
It gets their juices flowing. Does anybody pay to just ride something that goes really slow, really flat, and really boring? Like, no.
Young children, maybe, on like the
maybe.
Tractor ride or something,
yeah,
like
but
one of those. Yeah.
That's what this was, right? That's what this is.
I want to go to a fair now. Now you
like, I'm an old guy in a tractor ride that's going nowhere. You're like, wait a minute, this is really just a circle that's 60 feet to the other side, and we don't go anywhere else, and I paid how much for this? That's what Jacoby Brissett was. We got a real roller coaster now.
Yeah. I have a thought. With this happening in week 6 now, right?
Yes.
The implication now is that the Patriots, this is what Mayo said all along, is that he wasn't the best option for us. Didn't give us the best chance to win.
Yeah.
If he comes out and he plays well, I feel like that's going to reflect poorly on Mayo and Van Pelt and Wolf and everybody else who insisted on this plan. I think that's going to make them look worse. Even though you have a good quarterback, and even though he's playing, this season, it's not, you haven't punted on the season altogether. I mean, there's still time to turn it around. I think there's 1-4 teams that are 1-4 right now that have a chance to make the playoffs this year. I don't
Bengals.
Think that's out of the question. The Bengals, sure. And I just, you know, I don't think the Patriots are one of those teams, but we'll see what May looks like. If he goes out there and he kills it, isn't that a negative referendum on this entire stupid plan to begin with?
To some degree, yes.
Yeah.
To some degree, yes. And it took them longer to figure it out. Like, we've used the examples of the Bills with Allen, the Chargers with Herbert, although they got bailed out. They
right.
might have been dumb. We don't know how long they would have gone on with a dumb plan, which was a dumb plan. Make no mistake about it.
Mm-hmm.
Herbert should have been playing, whereas the Bills realized it basically after 1 week of action and put him out there. But yes, on some level.
Or that doctor took things into his own hands.
Although the plan has been weird lately. Remember I told you last week I thought Alex Van Pelt distanced himself from the plan, wouldn't even say the word. We're just trying to beat the Dolphins, or we're just
right.
focused on the Dolphins. So, and then there's also might be some whispers. Oh, well, it was really Alex's plan. It wasn't my plan. Or it was Elliot's plan. We as coaches knew we should have been playing the better mm-hmm. player. All like there could be some of that finger pointing, but that's all water in front of us. It's not yet under the bridge. It's ahead on the horizon. Right now, we have this beautiful mirage of a starting quarterback. This mirage that we hope is real. It's like a yacht coming over the curve in the ocean,
mm-hmm.
right? That's beautiful.
There's no curve in the
Enjoy.
Ocean, Andy.
Like
I don't know if you watched Aaron Rodgers' latest podcast. There's no curve in the world.
Okay. It's screw Aaron Rodgers.
Are you trying to say something to this?
Yeah, if Polk got his foot down last week, do we
no.
get this announcement
I just said there's
today?
No way.
No.
I don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah,
Polk,
no.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Polk is
Thank
Al
you,
is,
Polk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is Al, not Al Wilson.
Yeah, you called him Mo Lewis.
Mo Lewis, yeah.
Yeah
Polk
right.
is
yeah,
Mo
yeah.
Lewis, 100%.
Thank you, Jalen Polk. You give us the future, and you brought it to us right now. I still think, by the way, and this is picking up steam on Twitter, old friend Mike Cadlick and others are noting, mm-hmm. off day, no meetings today. There are players finding out about this via social media.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
No.
I don't know why we were so hell-bent on doing it one way in week one, and now it's like another thing. There's like, even when you get what you want with this team, there's a dysfunctional angle to it. There's something
True.
That's not quite right to it, and this is another example.
Outside of Jacoby Brissett? Do you think anybody on the team's bothered by that? Aren't they just happy like we are that this is happening? Like, wouldn't you
based
think?
Based on the tone of Hunter Henry yesterday and how giddy he got, and we know the young receiver's got to be like, finally, somebody might actually throw us the ball who see us when we're open. Oh, yeah, Pop Douglas. I think he's doing cartwheels.
Pop Douglas is doing backflips
absolutely
right
across his living room or kitchen or something.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. The news is out there now. Drake May will start for the Patriots on Sunday against Houston.